T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sunwave Gas and Power, Mets postgame show, WCBS Mets Radio Network. Mets take care of the Rockies today, 7-4. The Mets win this series after losing the opener on Monday night and came back with a strong performance from Marcus Stroman yesterday. And today they get it done late to beat the Rockies 7-4. Final totals for the Mets: 7 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on base. The Rockies, 4 runs on 11 hits, no errors, and 8 men left as well. Seth Lugo, the winning pitcher, got the final 6 outs. He's 7-4. Jairo Diaz now 5-4. He suffered the loss, blowing the save in the top of the ninth inning. In a game that took 3 hours and 43 minutes, 30,174 here to watch it. The Mets back to 6 games above 500. They are now 79-73. The Rockies fall to 66-87. The Mets can gain ground in the wild card race tonight. The Cubs are hosting the Cincinnati Reds at Wrigley Field. They're just getting started. As for the Brewers, home against San Diego, they're about to get started soon as well. So the Cubs and Reds will start in about an hour. The Brewers and Padres will get going in about 25 minutes. So if those two teams lose, the Mets will gain ground. They'd be just 3 games out of the wild card spot with 10 to go, still in it, as the Mets play 3 more on this road trip and back home for the final 7. The highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Mets got going at the top of the first today against Jeff Hoffman, a pitcher who's given up a lot of home runs, 9 over his last 23 innings, and the Mets would hit a couple off him in this one, including Jeff McNeil, the second batter of the game, to give the Mets a quick start.
Hoffman delivers, breaking ball, pulled in the air, deep to right, back goes Blackman, there it goes, home run Jeff McNeil. He had no trouble yanking that hanger from Hoffman. For McNeil, his 22nd home run of the year and the 17th home run allowed by Hoffman in just 56 and two-thirds innings, and the Mets have a 1-0 first inning lead.
McNeil with his 22nd homer, his 16th since the All-Star break. At that point for the Mets, their 224th home run of the year, tying the franchise record. They would set it later in the game as the Mets had a 1-0 lead at that point. Noah Syndergaard struck out 3 in the bottom of the first, but he gave up a home run to a fellow hometown kid. Syndergaard and Sam Hilliard, both born in Mansfield, Texas, and it was Hilliard who got to Noah not once but twice today, including in his first trip to the plate in the bottom of the second.
The 1-2 pitch, swinging a high fly ball to right. Conforto going back. This ball's going to carry, and it is gone into the second deck in right center field. Sam Hilliard, with his 3rd home run of the year, has tied this game 1-1.
So the Rockies on the board. The Mets would have a few innings where they didn't do much against Jeff Hoffman, including the top of the third, though they did load the bases with 2 outs. Robinson Cano grounded out on a good play by the first baseman Ryan McMahon. The Rockies made some great plays defensively. Trevor Story made 3 by himself in this one as Colorado's defense sparkled early on. And then it was back to Sam Hilliard in the bottom of the fourth against Syndergaard. Full count pitch. Hilliard, it's a high drive to left. It sends back McNeil. He's at the warning track. He's out of room. That ball is gone. An opposite field homer for Sam Hilliard, who has hit 2 home runs today for Colorado, accounting for both Rockies' runs, and it's a 2-1 Colorado lead. No player had ever hit 2 home runs in 1 game against Noah Syndergaard until today, when Sam Hilliard did it in his first 2 times up in Colorado with a 2-1 lead at that point against the Mets. Rockies would add to it in the bottom of the 5th inning, a leadoff bunt base hit by the pitcher Jeff Hoffman. Then Trevor Story singled, Ryan McMahon walked. The bases were loaded with nobody out. Syndergaard did a good job just to limit the damage there as Nolan Arenado fouled out. Charlie Blackman hit a sac fly to left, scoring Hoffman, but he and Desmond bounced into a fielder's choice, so the Rockies had them full with no outs and their big hitters coming up. They only scored 1 as their lead improved to 3-1. But it would go back to a 1-run lead in the top of the 6th as Pete Alonso was up with 1 out.
Now the pitch. Curveball hit high in the air to left field. I don't think the wind's going to bring this back. Nobody may find this one. It is way back in the left field stands for Pete Alonso's 49th home run of the year. Great googly moogly. Wind or no wind, he absolutely crushed that. And Pete is one away from the 50 mark now, and the Mets are one shy of the Rockies in this game. It's the Rockies 3, the Mets 2.
49 home runs for Pete Alonso. Only one rookie in Major League history has ever hit more than that. It was Aaron Judge 2 years ago, and he had 52. Now Alonso has tied Mark McGwire for the second most ever by a Major League rookie with number 49. Just an incredible run for Alonso. His 80th extra base hit, which is the most by any rookie since Albert Pujols in 2001. Alonso pulling the Mets within one there and giving the Mets a franchise record 225 home runs this season. For every homer the Mets hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. After the Alonso homer, Robinson Cano doubled, and then the Mets drew back-to-back walks, loading the bases with one out. But Ahmed Rosario popped out, and Rene Rivera left to bat for himself in that sixth inning. Instead of the Mets using Wilson Ramos in that spot, Rivera grounded out to end the top of the sixth. So it stayed 3-2. Colorado would get one more in the bottom of the sixth inning as Garrett Hampson singled and stole two bases against Syndergaard. Two batters later, Raimel Tapia would get a two-out pinch hit RBI, knocking home Hampson and giving the Rockies a 4-2 lead. Syndergaard lasted 5 2/3 innings, allowed four runs on a season-high tying 10 hits while striking out six. But the Mets would not go away, as we've seen over and over and over again this year. The Mets continue to fight no matter what, and today would be no different. In the top of the eighth, down by two, Pete Alonso would lead off with a base hit. Two batters later, Todd Frazier walked, and a passed ball advanced both runners. Michael Conforto grounded out to score Alonso. Rosario struck out against the closer, Jairo Diaz, but the Mets did get a run closer to make it 4-3, and they would break through finally in the top of the ninth against Diaz, who got himself into some early trouble, walking Wilson Ramos, who at that point did come off the bench, to pinch hit for Rivera. Juan Lagares went in as a pinch runner for Ramos, and then J.D. Davis singled to right, putting Lagares at third for Brandon Nimmo.
3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, base hit going into right field. The game is tied. Lagares scores from third, stopping at second Davis. And on at first with an RBI single is Brandon Nimmo. The Mets have tied it 4-4, and they are in play for a big inning here.
A three-hit game for Brandon Nimmo, who has crushed it in this ballpark, batting over 400 here at Coors Field lifetime. Nimmo getting his 10th run batted in 8 games here at Coors, and that one giving the Mets a chance to come back and take the lead. It was 4-4. Jeff McNeil drew a walk. Then Diaz came out. Joe Harvey would enter to face Pete Alonso with the bases loaded and immediately fell behind.
Bases loaded, nobody out, tie game. The 3-0 to Alonso, inside ball four. He walked him on four pitches. The Mets take the lead. 5-4 New York. Davis scores from third. Nimmo goes to third. McNeil to second. And Alonso with a second run batted in of the game. Now at 113 for the year. And the Mets have a 5-4 lead.
So the Mets breaking through in a big way in that ninth inning. Brandon Nimmo's game-tying base hit. Today's Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. Then it was Alonso with his 113th run batted in, giving the Mets a 5-4 lead. The next batter, Robinson Cano, hit a ball up the middle that knocked off the wrist of the shortstop Trevor Story, but bounded right to Garrett Hampson, the second baseman, who was able to turn a double play, although a run scored as Nimmo came home. So the Mets had a two-run advantage. Might as well, at that point, up by two, let Seth Lugo bat for himself. That's what the Mets did, and Lugo would extend the Mets' lead, too.
McNeil dashing down the line. The 1-2 to Lugo is lined over second. Base hit into center field. McNeil scores from third, and Seth Lugo in a rare plate appearance on at first with an RBI single. It is a four-run ninth inning for the Mets, and they have taken a 7-4 lead.
Seth Lugo comes through with a two-out base hit to center as he gets the insurance run of the game home, presented by Hiram Cohen & Son, celebrating 100 years and four generations of insurance excellence. Visit HIRAMCohen.com. So Lugo would take the mound with a three-run lead in the bottom of the ninth. After he pitched a 1-2-3 eighth inning, he got Daniel Murphy to ground out to start the ninth. Trevor Story with a base hit, but Ryan McMahon struck out. Still, the Mets had to deal with Nolan Arenado.
Lugo to the belt. Runner goes. Pitch hit on the ground to third. Backing up McNeil. Gets a big hop. Throws to first. Put it in the books. The Mets needed it. They were teetering, but they got it. They got it with a four-run ninth inning, and they take two out of three from the Rockies here in Denver.
Huge one for the Mets today. Four in the ninth inning to give them a 7-4 win.